This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
And welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard, the local podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. You know, local businesses are the lifeblood of what we do here at Radio Alabama. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. And this week's Business in Our Backyard isn't exactly in our backyard, but it's pretty close. It's the Village at Cook Springs, and I'm talking with Randolph Pickrell?
Pickrell,
okay. Executive Director for the Village at Cook Springs. And Nolan Health Services. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I am well. How are you?
Well, appreciate y'all having me down.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first, let's learn a little bit about you. Tell me about yourself, your background, how you got into this position.
I got into this when I was a kid. I was 11 years old, and our church youth group went Christmas caroling, and I saw someone way down the hall that was tied to the handrail, and because they fell a lot, and that was just standard practice back then. But
oh my gosh.
Even back then, I knew that was not what it was supposed to be. And so I stayed away from it for a long time, but had an opportunity, and had someone in a nursing home who encouraged me to go back and get my administrator license. So I did that, and I haven't looked back.
How long has that been?
It's been almost 25 years.
Wow, that's neat. Now, have you been at Cook Springs all that time?
I have been in Cook Springs almost 3 years now.
Okay. So where were you before?
Did a little tour over in Bessemer and in River Chase. Had a couple of buildings for Golden Living at the time. And had an opportunity to come out here, and I love it. The staff's great. The facility's great.
Cook Springs, I live in Moody. So, I mean, I've always known about Cook Springs, and it's always been a really good facility. It's always been known to be a really good facility.
It is. It is. And you know, I, like I said, I've been doing this for around 25 years, and I cannot think of a building facility where I've had a more complete management staff and people that care more. So I'm very lucky that I get to go there every day.
I agree. So what do you enjoy most about your job?
The people. The residents.
Yeah, the residents. The,
you know, they have so much to offer, you know, and I learn something from them every day. Sometimes it's stuff I don't want to know, but I learn from them every day.
I agree. Nothing against nursing homes, but I'm a proponent of having your elderly people at home with you, you know, because there is so much to learn from them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I mean, there are some circumstances where, you know, like my dad, you know, he wouldn't walk. So if you don't use it, you lose it.
Absolutely.
And it got to the point where we could not physically pick him up and do the things that we needed to do. And therefore, we put him in a facility. But, you know, we went and visited him often. But it's just, yes, they have so much wisdom, so much wisdom. So what is the most challenging aspect of your business?
Probably, I would, like everybody else, the government regulation.
Really? Yes. Okay, like?
Just the amount of paperwork that's involved to take care of someone. It's just you spend more time documenting what you're doing instead of actually doing.
So
taking care of the residents is what we should all be doing. And I know there's a time and a place, and you have to do what the government tells you, at least in our business. And it just takes away from the actual care that we can do for the residents.
You don't have a secretary that can do that?
sometimes there's stuff you just have to do. So
okay. What do you wish everybody knew about your job or about the business?
What I wish everybody knew. I just wish everybody could understand. And you're in a different spot. So you've taken care of a loved one at home.
I have.
And I guess it's probably expectation. You know, you understand that it's not just there's somebody there all the time sitting right next to your loved one.
Right.
And I wish that people could understand that. You know, everybody says, well, you can't let my mother fall, or you can't let my father fall, or,
right.
You know, they better not, you know,
Someone can't be there 24/7 because there are so many residents.
There are. And I will tell you, the village, we do a really good job of taking care of folks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but it's no different than you walk out and step out off on the curb and you can fall.
Anybody Absolutely. Can. I broke my ankle doing that one time.
So I just think expectations, you know, we're human. You know, we're gonna make a mistake. You know, everybody does.
Right.
But people realizing that you know, that's probably the biggest delineation between family members is the ones who do understand that there's nobody that's perfect, and then the ones who think that everybody else should be perfect.
Okay. So. Yeah, and nobody is. That's true. So in the nursing home industry, does Cook Springs have this facility does have assisted living and separate nursing care?
We actually have 26 independent living.
Oh, independent living. Okay.
We have 68 assisted living, and we have 168 skilled nursing and rehab beds.
Okay.
So 262, I guess, overall.
Okay.
And, you know, the campus is, I think we're pushing 200 acres, and we have
200 acres. Yeah. I didn't know it was that big.
It is. And we have a lot of volunteers that come in. We have on the outside, not this time of year, people don't like to go out quite so much, but we have 3 goats and 3 donkeys and 2
horses.
Wow.
So, did not know that.
We use them to do like activities and interact with the residents. And I have some that go out and feed them every day. And I mean, it makes a difference for them.
Well, all right, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and I'm talking with Randolph Pickell, Executive Director at The Village at Cook Springs, a Nolan Health property. And we just started talking about activities. Do y'all have any vans that you take residents to places in?
We do. We take residents shopping. We have them. Actually, I get in trouble for saying this one. We've had on 2 occasions since I've been there that they have decided they wanted to go down to Wetumpka and do a little gambling.
No, that's not. You're not getting in trouble because where my father was in Iowa, they went to Tama every month to the casino.
if it was closer, I think that they would probably demand that we go down there more often.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they had a great time.
And, oh yeah.
And we do tours. We go, you know, they go see, this time of year they'll go out and see the lights, and you know, so we try to keep the bus busy as much as possible.
Yeah, take them shopping. Absolutely. And you talk about the animals that you had on the property. When my dad was there, they would bring a whole bunch more in, like all farm animals, horses and cows and stuff, just for the residents to see. But they'd also bring puppies and kittens.
Well, we have a facility dog. And
oh, wow.
Her name is Sadie. She's 6 months old.
Oh, wow.
And she is a black lab. Great Dane mix.
Oh, ooh, so she's going to be big.
She's a little bit of a horse, but she is just so sweet.
Oh.
She loves the residents. So.
And I bet the residents love her, too.
They can't get enough of her.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, my dad, when he was handed a German Shepherd puppy, he wouldn't let go of it for at least 20 minutes. I mean, he's like, the puppy's comfortable.
it really brightens their day, and it makes a lot for them. It gives them something that they can feel is them.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, yeah. So, who is your mentor?
Oh, my goodness. I've had so many during the years, mm-hmm. across the years, from when I started. And strangely enough, like I said, my first was a lady who was the central supply and medical records person.
Oh, there you go.
At a building. Mm-hmm. And we just, like I said, we got, you know, I would call on her and she encouraged me to do this. And she was right. You know, I love what I do. You know, it's not hard to come to work when you love what you do.
That is the truth. It's not a job. It's not. I've done work that's a four-letter word for work, but this is a joy.
Well, I'm lucky that Nolan, we have, you know, we're not for profit, and we really have some great leadership, and so it's, I couldn't just put my finger on one person because they're all just great.
Okay. Well, what do you think is the future of nursing home care or assisted living care?
You know, I think that COVID has put a damper on mm-hmm. pretty much every industry.
Yeah.
And I know that families have decided, whether it's financially or just they had a change of heart, that they keep their loved ones at home for a while longer. But it's going to be a slow growth. You know, mm-hmm. it's got to build back up. It's going to be a few years before it gets close to where it was.
Well, of course, I'm a proponent for people keeping their elderly at home as long as they can.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it just gets to the point where you just can't. Like I said, with my dad, we couldn't pick him up, so he was too heavy. But so if someone's interested in coming out there and possibly putting their loved one in there, how do they get in touch with you?
You know, they can call our main number, and we'll get in touch with our admissions coordinator. The number's 205-338-2221.
Okay.
We actually have online through our corporate website. You can actually submit, you know, questions and information there. So.
And that is.
Nolan Health. I believe it's NolanHealthServices.com.
Okay.
But.
And if that doesn't bring it up, you can just search Nolan Health.
Right. Or they can just come out and we can give them a tour.
You know, just on the spot?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
You know, it might take us a minute if we're in the middle of something, but we can do that. That's not a problem.
And I can tell you from personal experience, I pass by the facility every day. It's right off I-20. If from here, you'd have to take 77 from 21 to 77 north to I-20 in Lincoln and go to Cook Springs. And if you're going west on I-20, you turn left. If you're going east on I-20, you turn right. And it's right there off the interstate.
Exit 152. There's a big, we have a big flagpole right there.
Yeah.
Right next to the interstate. So.
It's very cool. I've been there several times, but I haven't been there lately. So I think that's really neat that y'all have farm animals and everything.
Well, you know you're invited to come visit anytime.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for joining me today.
I appreciate you having me.
And thanks to you for joining us, Businesses in Our Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area. And be sure to share this show with your friends if you like what you heard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brennan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.